For CRI News, I'm Sophie Williams. Strong typhoon Chan Hom has landed in Zhoushan in East China's Zhejiang province. Earlier, the approaching typhoon Chan Hom has brought gales and rainstorms to the province. Rainfall reached a record 400 millimetres at a village in Sanmen County. Nine other counties have received rainfalls of over 100 millimetres. The weather has caused the cancellation of over 600 flights and the closure of highways. More than 960,000 people in the province have been evacuated and close to 30,000 ships have been recalled to ports. The leaders of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization have signed documents finalizing the development strategy of cooperation of member states until 2025. Meanwhile, leaders have ratified a resolution on starting the procedures of granting India and Pakistan full membership of the organization. They have also decided to elevate Belarus to the status of observer from dialogue partner. Four countries, Azerbaijan, Armenia, Cambodia and Nepal, have been accepted as new dialogue partners. The SCO summit is focusing on planning the organization's future development. Chinese Deputy Foreign Minister Chen Guoping said that Chinese President Xi Jinping had invited Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe to attend commemorative activities in Beijing this September to mark the 70th anniversary of victory in China's war of resistance against Japanese aggression. Chung also said that leaders of the other Shanghai Cooperation Organization SCO members have already confirmed their attendance at the commemorative activities to mark the victory against Japanese aggression. The SCO now has six full members, including China, Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, Russia, Tajikistan and Uzbekistan. The events will be held on September 3rd. China has slammed recent protests by the United States and Turkey over Thailand's repatriation of more than 100 Uyghurs to China. Foreign Ministry spokesperson Hua Chunying blamed some foreign forces for ignoring the facts and trying to politicize the issue. Hua Chunying also notes that those deported are illegal smugglers, not refugees. A powerful explosion has left one person dead and four others injured in front of the Italian consulate in downtown Cairo. The explosion has caused widespread damage to both the consulate and surrounding buildings. Initial investigations show the explosion was caused by a bomb planted under a parked car close to the consulate. There has been no claim of responsibility for the explosion so far. Greece's parliament has authorized the government to proceed with last-minute negotiations on its proposal for a debt deal with international lenders on the eve of the critical deadline for a Greek exit set by European partners. The bill was passed by the plenum with 251 votes in favour and 32 against. 291 deputies participated in the roll call vote in the 300-member-strong assembly, while 8 MPs opted to abstain. Athens is now proposing a new set of tax hikes, pension cuts and economic reforms in exchange of a €53.2 billion third bailout programme through the European Stability Mechanism over the next 3 years. The proposals will be examined by the Eurogroup later on Saturday. A fatal vehicle collision in northwest China's Gansu province has left 7 people dead. 4 people died at the scene, while another 3 died later in hospital. Another person has escaped with unthreatening injuries. The incident occurred when an unlicensed tricycle collided with a truck at around 6:30 p.m. on Friday in Tian Shui City. The cause of the accident is currently under investigation. A man has killed one person and injured 12 others in a stabbing incident at a farmer's market in the southern Chinese city of Shenzhen. The incident happened Saturday morning in the city's Longgang district. The man is reported to have been involved in a family dispute. He set fire to his own house before heading to the market armed with a kitchen knife. None of the injured sustained life-threatening injuries. Those were your latest headlines. For CRI News, I'm Sophie Williams.